It's
Just Politics.
Just Politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And this week we're talking about relationships.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
Specifically, the one between Governor Rick Snyder and his fellow Republicans. And the status on this one just went from in a relationship to it's complicated.
The governor vetoed three bills this week. They were part of a Republican elections package, most of which he signed. But the three veto bills would have required people applying to vote for the first time or for absentee ballots to check a box affirming that they're U.S. citizens. Another would have required photo ID for an absentee ballot. And one would have required state training for people who want to register voters.
He said they were too confusing. They might discourage people from voting when the state should be making it easy for people to vote. And Zoe, I can't help but think the citizenship pledge would also run counter to Governor Snyder's drive to make Michigan more accepting of immigrants. He's called himself the most pro-immigration governor in the country.
And so these vetoes just shocked everyone, took everyone by surprise, both Democrats and Republicans in Lansing. And not just because Snyder broke with legislative Republicans, but also really with established Republican Party opinion across the country.
On how elections should be conducted. This is a classic divide between Republicans and Democrats, conservatives versus liberals. And it reflects how each side thinks the other side games the system to pirate elections. Republicans, they're concerned with ballot security, making sure only people who are supposed to vote actually cast a ballot. Democrats, liberals, are more concerned about ballot access, that as many people as possible are allowed to vote.
Okay, so that's the policy, but we are talking about the relationship and the politics of this relationship. So what do these vetoes then mean for Snyder and his fellow Republicans?
Well, is he standing on principle, or is he showing there's a price to be paid for blocking the new international bridge in Detroit, road funding, opposing him on immigration and healthcare exchanges? The joke around Lansing used to be that when Rick Snyder said, "That's not on my agenda," what that really means is, "I'll sign it if you send it to me." Well, not anymore.
We talked about this with the helmet law repeal, that this was something he said not on my agenda. We thought maybe he would veto it. He didn't.
And now we're seeing more evidence of some sharp divisions.
Okay, so Rick, that's the legislative Republicans. We also heard from Republican Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. Now, these bills were a really high priority of hers.
This was her 2012 legislative agenda.
Right.
And she says, regardless of this veto, she will continue to print citizenship boxes on ballot applications, even though no one can be denied a ballot for not checking the citizenship box.
Those are the Republican opinions post the vetoes. What about Democrats?
Oh, my. Democrats, progressives, union leaders, very happy. They praise this Republican governor for standing up to his own party. Now, the governor will no doubt be looking for opportunities to repair his relationship with the legislative Republicans, but this may also send a message that he's ready to build alliances with Democrats if it gets him over the top on some of the things he wants. The only problem there is the Democratic minorities in the legislature are pretty small and the Republican majorities are pretty large.
But of course, we have an election coming up in November where all 110 seats in the House of Representatives are up for election.
Mm-hmm. But what we're really looking ahead to here is maybe 2014.
Right. So, okay, let's look a little further. You know, we've talked about in the past the possibility of a more conservative candidate coming in, challenging Snyder in 2 years during the gubernatorial primary. Is this more likely now?
Well, I mean, we've heard that murmuring, especially from Tea Parties on, you know, following these vetoes, not to mention because of the governor's position on wanting to create the healthcare exchanges that are part of Obamacare. So they might be looking for a more conservative alternative to Rick Snyder, someone more ideologically consistent, maybe someone like Attorney General Bill Schuette, who has consistently positioned himself to the right of Governor Snyder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so lawmakers are currently on their summer recess. Of course, though, they're going to come back to session. And what? We're going to probably see a lot of positioning from both the governor and the lawmakers once everyone's back in town.
And it will probably go on for the next year or two. So, indeed, it could get very complicated. Tell me why.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.